I know, I guess historically in the past, there was not a lot of coverage when it came to members of the Black community, but I've noticed over the last couple of years it has started to change. And I think that's a good thing because it shows, I guess, the breadth that that many members of, I guess, all the different ethnic groups actually served in the Second World War and the First World War. And historically, you don't really see those images showing up in the schools or in the media. So that was that's promising. They're recognizing, I guess, like more diversity. But that's what I guess I like, and also I guess like members of our community as well, because a lot of times everyone remembers they're just saying, "Where's the coverage of us? Where's the coverage of us?" And we know that we existed, but there was not media coverage. And I guess like I know that parents of students are saying, "Well, we're not seeing that," or members that came up from the West Indian community coming up, they're saying, "Well, we know that they were there. How come we're not seeing it? How come our children are not seeing it?" So now they're beginning to see it. I guess in terms of World War One, just because it's like the 100th anniversary of World War One, and it's like 1914 to 1918, is know that there's stories or other stories. It's the number two construction battalion, which was segregated, but there's also other stories of men that fought at Vimy, that fought at Passchendaele. This Remembrance Day, I'm actually giving the wreath to the grandson of someone who was at Vimy Ridge, who was like a hero at Vimy Ridge by the name of Jeremiah Jones. So the grandson is actually going to be laying a wreath. He's a young soldier, and this young soldier was actually part of the Invictus Games. So, those stories. There's another person who was at Passchendaele, who lived not too far away from where the War Museum is now. And like there's his story. He was like an underage soldier at 15 that volunteered, and he got the Distinguished Conduct Medal. So these are stories that are not being captured or not part of the mainstream because people just don't know. And sometimes it's not that they want to exclude them. It's just that they don't know that these stories exist because they were told a certain story and they believe only that story because they don't know. They don't know. So it's just exposing, well, here is a story which shows this, or that disproves the myth that you thought that there were no Black soldiers or only a handful of Black soldiers that actually made it to other units in the First World War. It's when kids go to school and they're learning about service like every year, and they don't see images of themselves, or they're told, "Oh, you didn't serve," or "You weren't allowed to this," or "You weren't allowed to that." It has an effect on the children. So it's showing that, you know what, we were a part of history. It was not ideal, but you know what, we were there. We were willing to fight. We were willing to put our lives on the line. And that's what we're saying. You know what? We were able to do that too. That's what I think that's like the focus that we're trying to get out.